WBEZ Features is supported by Adler University, educating students to advance socially responsible practice, healthy communities, and a more just society. With degrees in psychology, counseling, public policy, and leadership. Adler.edu.
Remote learning has been a struggle for many schools in Illinois now that in-person classes are canceled due to COVID-19. In Chicago Public Schools, students who don't speak English at home are among the groups struggling the most. WBEZ's Adriana Cardona-Magigad tells us about the barriers English learners are now facing and the efforts to help them.
Elizabeth Espino has two daughters who go to Seward Elementary in the back of the Yards neighborhood on the south side. The family's native language is Spanish. They came from Mexico less than a year ago. Before Seward shut down, Spinoza's daughters, who are in fourth and eighth grade, were adjusting and learning English. Yes, it was a little difficult for them to start adapting to the language change, she says. Now that teaching is done remotely and her daughters no longer spend the entire day in school, she worries. They're lagging now behind academically. At home, we have some resources, but it's not the same as being at school because there, they can always talk to their teachers. Spino and her husband are helping with schoolwork, but they only speak Spanish. Other parents are also looking for solutions. Beatriz Morales, another Seward mom who only speaks Spanish, is trying to teach her first grader how to read in English. My English is upside down, but I try to be there for my little girl. We try to figure out the pronunciation together, she says. When she gets stuck, she asks her third-grade son, who's also learning English, for guidance. She says she pretends to be in control of the situation so that her kids don't lose confidence. Nearly 67,000 CPS students who speak other languages at home and are learning English need a lot more support now that they are at home. But as the school district makes a slow transition to remote learning, there is a lot of uncertainty even 6 weeks after schools shut down. One major problem?
There really hasn't been a lot of direction other than schools need to come up with their own plan.
Roxana Gonzalez is an eighth grade bilingual teacher at Prieto Academy on the Northwest Side.
I'm very anxious because I don't really know how to take what I have done in the classroom and turn that into something I can do digitally.
At Prieto, nearly 50% of students speak limited English. Another issue is that for many years, there haven't been enough bilingual teachers or enough resources for them. Gonzalez is able to communicate lessons and homework instruction in English and Spanish, but not all teachers can find ways to translate instruction. At school, it was easier to coordinate support for English learners. At home, many rely on Google Translate, which is not 100% accurate. Linda Perales is a bilingual and special education teacher at Corkery Elementary in Little Village, a neighborhood with a large concentration of English learners. Teachers need visuals and resources in both languages, and now they all need a pool of online resources, something Perales says the district lacks. But she has a more pressing concern.
The biggest worry is the students and the parents that are not connecting.
Perales, like other bilingual teachers, says she's also doing tech support, social work, and is helping parents communicate with other teachers. She also says some English learners are low income, live in overcrowded homes, and lack access to healthcare, food. Parents want homework support for their children. Astrid Suarez's team is trying to reestablish those services while addressing many other basic needs for families in Little Village. They've been asking parents,
do you need support with homework? Do you have technology at home? Is your teacher connecting with your students?
She's with Enlace Chicago, an organization that provides academic support for students. Her team wants to call even more families, she says, but it's hard because schools cannot share information for privacy reasons.
We need to have that level of collaboration from the school administration and the CPS.
Allowing community groups like Enlace to step in, Suarez says, will help take some of the pressure off school administrators. It could also help bilingual teachers focus on what they do best. Adriana Cardona-Magigad, WBEC News.